We go now to Perek Arba'asar, the 14th chapter of Hilchos Tefillah. That's page Lamed Aleph in most standard Rambams. Halach Aleph. B'Shachris, B'Musaf, U'B'Ne'ila, HaKohanim Nosim Es Kapeyem. The morning service, the additional service, the Musaf, and the Ne'ila service, the Kohanim lift up their hands to bless the Jews. B'Mincha Nesih Es Kapeyem. There is no lifting up of the hands, no priestly blessing on Mincha. Why? That they should be Mincha Kvar Sadu Kolam. At Mincha time, most of everyone has eaten already. Shemashos Kohanim Yayin. Perhaps the Kohanim have drunk wine. The Shikrosim Nesis Kapayim, and a person who is intoxicated cannot say the Berchas Kohanim, the blessings of the Kohanim. The Philobium Tainus say Nosim Kapayim B'Mincha. Even on a fast day, they do not say the blessings of the Kohanim at Mincha. Gzer Milchas Tainus M'Pay Milchas Kol Yom. Because we're afraid if they do it on the afternoon service of a fast, they might do it on the afternoon service of a regular day. Beis. The Medvar Mamurim, when does this apply? Tiny Shalom Bo Mincha Uneila. On those fasts that you pray both Mincha and Neila. Kagon Tzom Kippur, like on the day of Yom Kippur. Utainas Tzibur, and the fast days that are declared for a lack of rain and so on, where you pray an additional prayer, the Neila. Of Utainas Shem Bo Neila, a fast day that does not have Neila. Kagon Tisha B'Av, Shivas of Tammuz, like the 9th of Av or the 17th of Tammuz. Holot Fils Mincha Shalem Samach Lashkiya Sachama, since they pray Mincha close to the sundown, Rainiris Kineila, so it looks like Neila, like the last prayer of a Yom Kippur. And you won't confuse that with Mincha of any other day. And therefore, you do say the Birchas Kohanim. If a Kohen did the wrong thing, but he went up to the platform to say the blessing on Mincha of Yom Kippur, since everyone knows there's no intoxication on this day, he may say the blessings. So we don't make him go down. So that people shouldn't be suspicious. They shouldn't say, he was disqualified. That's why they made him come down. How do the priestly blessings work outside of the temple? When the reader reaches the prayer of Avoda, Ritzei. Kshem Ritzei, when he says the word Ritzei, Kol HaKohanim Ha'omdim Beis HaKnesses, all of the Kohanim standing in the shul, in the synagogue, Nekarmim Kolim, leave their places. V'hochem Olim L'duchem, they go up to the platform. V'hochem Sham Panim L'hechol, they stand there facing the ark, V'hochem Kopi Arm, and their backs towards the people. That's the same Kfufus Atoch Kapeyim, their fingers are folded into their hands. In other words, their fists are closed. Until the Shliach Tzibur finishes that blessing of Hodah. Then, they turn their faces towards the people. They spread out their fingers. And they lift up their hands up to the height of their shoulders. And they begin with the first word of the blessing, Yivarechacha. The Shliach Tzibur reads for them word by word. And then they respond. Shinamar, as it says, Emolahem, say to them, Achiyoma, until he says it. The Kesef Mishnah assumes that the Rambam holds that the first word, Yivarechacha, the Kohen says without the prompting of the Shliach Tzibur. And it's only afterwards that he reads to them word by word, since the Rambam says that the Kohanim begin Yivarechacha. I'm not sure if you have to learn the Pshat that way. Perhaps the Rambam is just saying that that's the starting point, and then he goes back and says that the Kohen has to, that the reader has to prompt them word for word. But at any rate, the Kesef Mishnah learns that way in the Rambam. If they start Yivarechacha without prompting. Kishon Meshlimim Pasuk Rishon Kolam Anan Amen. When they finish the first Pasuk, all the people answer Amen. V'chozer Shliach Tzibur Makra also Olsan Pasuk Sheni. Then the Shliach Tzibur reads, prompts them with the second sentence, Mila B'Mila, word by word. And then they respond. Kishon Meshlimim Pasuk Sheni, till they finish the second sentence, V'chalam Amen Amen, and then again, all of the people answer Amen. And so with the third sentence. Dalid, Kishyashlimu Kohanim Gimel Psukim, once the Kohanim finish the three sentences, Maskul Shliach Tzibur Bracha Achrona Shel Tefillah, the reader begins the last blessing of the prayers, Shisim Shalom, which is Sim Shalom. V'Kohanim Machzim Panem Kopi Kodesh, the Kohanim turn their faces towards the ark, Kotzim Mitzvaseim, they close their fingers, no longer spread out, They stay there on the platform till the reader finishes the blessing. And then they go back to that place. Hey, Eina mikra hamakra rishai lahakris lekohanim achichal amin mepiatzibur. The reader is not allowed to prompt the kohanim until the congregation finishes saying amen. In other words, they say the amen to the bracha of the kohen, and he's not supposed to start saying yivarechacha until everyone finishes saying amen. Now, you can learn the Rambam this way. If you learn that when the Rambam said that the Kohanim start Yivarechacha, you learn that he means that they're prompted there also. But if you learn, like the Kesef Mishnah does, that they say Yivarechacha themselves without being prompted, then this statement as written doesn't make sense. Before, the Kesef Mishnah has a different version. And instead of Lahakus Kohanim, to prompt the Kohanim, he reads Likros Kohanim. He can't call out Kohanim, because as we'll see later, the Shliach Tzibur calls the Kohanim. And according to this, the Amen referred to here is the blessing after Modim. And afterwards, the people answer Amen, and the Shliach Tzibur calls out Kohanim, so he has to wait till everyone answers Amen. That's how you'd have to learn according to the Kesef Mishnah. The Kohanim cannot start saying the blessing until the words are finished by the reader. Similarly, the congregation cannot answer Amen until all of the Kohanim finish saying the words of the blessing. The Kohanim cannot start the next blessing until the congregation finishes saying Amen to their blessing. Now, the reader is not supposed to answer Amen after the Kohanim like the rest of the people. Maybe he'll get confused. He won't know which blessing to read for them, to prompt them with. So he has to concentrate and think about what he's saying next, and therefore he doesn't answer Amen. In Pasuk Sheni and Pasuk Shlishi, he has to think, is it the second or the third sentence? The Kohanim are not supposed to turn their faces from the congregation until the reader begins with Sim Shalom. The Kohanim are not supposed to leave their place until the reader finishes Sim Shalom. Inshallah of Kishri Es Boseim, Achiyatsir Panayim and Atzibur. They cannot fold their fingers until they turn their faces from the congregation. When Tatanus Ezra, it was the decree of Ezra, Shal Yaru Kohanim Leduchim Besandaleim, that the Kohanim shouldn't go up to the platform wearing their shoes or sandals, and under the Yechefim they stand barefoot. Because the Mishnah says that this is a mistake and that it shouldn't read Tatanus Ezra, but Tekonis Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, because that's what the Gemara says, that it was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Halacha Zayin, Kishiyo Kohanim Mevarchim Esam, Lo Yabitu Baam. When the Kohanim bless the people, they shouldn't look at them. V'sicha Daitan, they shouldn't remove their minds to other things. Yonim, Kenegad Aretz, Kamed Betfila. Their eyes should be towards the earth, like one standing in prayer. V'nadim Rishoy, Lahastakul Befnei Kohanim Beshashim Mevarchim Esam. A person's not allowed to look at the face of the Kohanim when they bless the people. They should see chadaitim so that they shouldn't lose their concentration. Lakolam is kavim l'shmor bracha. All of the people have intention to hear the blessing. Machavim pneim kneged pnei kohanim, and they face with their faces towards the kohanim. V'nim abitim pneim, but they do not look at their faces. Ches amaya kohanim avarch echad. If there was one kohen saying the blessings, maskel avarch mat. So he begins by himself. Shaltiba makro sa mila b'mila, and the reader prompts him word by word. K'mo shemayno, as we said. Hayishnayim, O Yoser, if there are two or more, Eina Maskilin Levarach, they do not begin to say the blessing, and Chiyikulam Shiach Tzibur, till the reader calls them. V'yomalem, he says to them, Kohanim, V'yomonim, V'yomonim Yivarecha, they answer and respond with Yivarecha. V'makos Amil B'mila, Allah has said to Shemanu, he reads with them word for word in the order that we said. Halachates, Ketzad Berchas Kohanim B'migdash. How was the blessings of the Kohanim done in the temple? The Kohanim go up to the platform after they finish. The Kohanim finish the morning sacrifice. They lift up their hands above their heads. It's the same shutas with their fingers spread out. Except for the high priest, he doesn't lift up his hands higher than the tzitz, the crown that said Kaddish Lashem, holy unto God. He's not supposed to lift his hands above that. somebody reads for them, prompts them word for word as they do in the temple, as they do outside of the temple. Until they finish all the three sentences. Vinam onin acher kol pasuk. The people in the temple do not answer amen after each sentence. In the temple it's made into one blessing. When they finish, kol am onin, all of the people answer, instead of amen, they say, Baruch Hashem alakim lakei Yisrael min olam vat haolam. Blessed is Hashem, the God of Israel, forever and ever. Yud. V'amr is Hashem tichsavo. You pronounce the name of Hashem as it is written. V'Hashem anege miyud kei vavke. That's the name that's spelled with the letters yud kei vavke. That's the explicit name that's mentioned in every place. Whenever we talk about the explicit name, we mean that, yud kei vavke. Outside of the temple, they say it with the other name, Hubal Abdalit, the name Alav Dalav Nun Yud. You mention Hashem's name as it is written only in the temple. After the death of the high priest Shimon HaTzadik, the Kohanim stopped blessing with the explicit name of Hashem, even in the temple, that a person who's not important and righteous enough shouldn't learn the pronunciation of the name. The early sages didn't teach the pronunciation of this name except to their students and their children who were worthy only once every 7 years. This is all because of the greatness that we exhibit in treating the glorious and awesome name of Hashem. Yud. In every place, the blessing of the Kohanim must be only in Hebrew. It says, thus you should bless us, B'nai Yisrael, the children of Israel. This is the tradition that we have from Moshe Rabbeinu. Thus you shall bless them by Mida while standing. Thus you shall bless them B'nai Yisrael, with your palms stretched out. Thus you shall bless them Lashon HaKodesh in Hebrew. Thus you shall bless them Panim Keneged Panim, face to face. Thus you shall bless them B'kol Ram, with a loud voice. Thus you shall bless them B'Shem Mufurish, with the explicit name. B'Shiyah B'Migdash, that's provided that's in the temple, K'mo Shemarno, as we've said. Halacha Yud Beis. Einam Kohanim Rishon B'chol Mokom L'Hosef Bracha Al Shoshes HaPsukim. The Kohanim in any place cannot add a blessing to the three sentences. For example, Hashem Elokei Avosecham Yosef Lechem Kochem Elafamim. Hashem, the God of your father, should add to you 1,000 times. Ukiyotzebo, are there such blessings? Lo b'kol ram, lo b'lachash, neither in a loud voice or even in a low voice. Shneimer, it says, those sifu l'adav, do not add to this thing. Shoshekol kohen ola l'duchen, when every kohen goes up to the platform. Shoker raglov l'alos, when he moves his feet to go up, Omer, he says this prayer. Yiratzim l'fenach Hashem Elokeinu, may it be your will, Hashem, our God. Shetiyah bracha zu, shetzivisanu l'vorachasam l'Yisrael, that this blessing that you commanded us to bless your people Israel, bracha shleimer, should be a complete blessing. Lo yibam michshel, it should have no stumbling block, the oven or sin, miyatav adelam, from now and forevermore. Kodem shiach sepanu v'varach salam, before turning his face to bless the people, v'varach says the blessing, baruch at Hashem, alakenu melech ha'olam, he blesses Hashem, asher gitchanu b'kdushoso shel Aaron, who has sanctified us with the holiness of Aaron, v'tzivanu l'varach sam Yisrael b'yavan, has commanded us to bless his people Israel with love. V'achikach afterwards, matz sepanu v'litzibur, he turns his face to the congregation, and he begins to bless them. When he turns his face from the congregation, after he finishes, Omri says this, we have done what you commanded us to. Do what to us, unto us what you promised us. Gaze down from your holy dwelling place from the heaven and bless your people, Israel. But the Kohanim turn their faces to the congregation to bless them, or when they turn from the congregation after blessing them. In either case, they should turn towards the right. Any time that a person turns, it should always be to the right. In the Migdash, they bless the priestly blessings once a day. After the morning sacrifice, they come and they stand on the steps of the ulam, the building in front of the temple, and they bless B'dor Shemana in the manner that we said. But outside of the temple, we say it, the blessing after each prayer, aside from the afternoon prayer, as we said, Shachris, Musaf, and Ne'ilah. In every place, the one who reads for them, who prompts them, should be a non-Kohen, should be an Israelite. And as it says, Amalehem, say to them, Mechlal Shein Amakra Mehem, that implies that the one who's saying, who's calling them, is not one of them. He's a non-Kohen who calls them. But as the Ketzav Mishnah says, if there's no one else but a Kohen to read for them, it's all right. The Rambam indicates that you try to have a non-Kohen, but it's not critical.